Rona McKinnon, and I'm the Area Manager for Outreach Services for Autism Initiatives in Edinburgh. I received a phone call yesterday morning from the senior support worker for the garden, letting me know that it had been vandalised for a second time.
And tell us about the site for those of our listeners who don't know.
The site's set up in the Braid Hills, at the bottom of a hill. It's half an acre. We've got 4 polytunnels, all with growing equipment in it. We have an outdoor kitchen, a pond, woodworking equipment, and various other kind of resources for gardening, and lots of vegetables, fruit growing, a huge kind of variety of opportunities for people with autism to work in a garden in a supported, safe, secure environment, where lots of people have learnt new things, learnt new skills. There's been some Borders College awards given for gardening. What else?
And I mean, how important is it for the people that use it?
It's really important. All the people that use it report that their self-esteem and their confidence and just general well-being has improved greatly. Lots of the people that use it wouldn't have had the same opportunity. They would be perhaps in a much more supported environment and not learning new skills. Yeah, it's just quite a special space for our guys to work in.
And how much of their time and efforts will be hampered as a result of what's happened here? Can you shed light on exactly what's been vandalised and what impact that'll have?
Yeah, the main kind of indoor space, we've got a bothy there that people use to have lunch and things like that. That's been made quite a mess of. It's going to take us a wee while to repair that. Also, the polytunnels have been quite badly damaged, so we need to repair them as well. We've asked our service user not to come in this week because we're worried about the impact of seeing the garden vandalised, and we're worried about how they react to that, and we're supporting them to cope with a break in their routine because they can't go to the garden at the moment. So yeah, it's quite a huge impact.
I mean, that's a real knock-on effect for people with autism, isn't it?
Yeah, massively. It could take us some months of planning and supporting people to actually understand what's happened and to kind of cope with it and get their heads around their safe space kind of being vandalised and damaged. And it's understanding why people have done that, and that will take a lot of work, and we're working hard with parents and support workers to enable us to do that.
How many people have been affected by this then?
We have 7 or 8 service users using the service on a weekly basis, but then we have groups of service users from other areas of Edinburgh coming to use it on a kind of bookable basis, where we have an outdoor kitchen and people can come and make pizzas and things like that. So the impact's fairly massive across our services.
Tell us a message perhaps for those responsible.
It makes us really sad that this has happened, and it's for one night of damage, it's had a huge lasting impact that is going to take us a while to recover from, both monetary and to support our service users to understand what's happened.
And not the first time this has happened, which obviously must add to your concerns about this area perhaps becoming a target for vandals.
Yeah, we're quite worried about that. We almost feel as if we need to resign ourselves to the fact that this is going to happen. But yeah, the first time was at the start of this month, so it just feels as if we've got ourselves back on our feet and getting back into the garden and stuff, and then it's happened again. And it's the growing season, it's really difficult for folk to get their heads down and get on with it again. So,
and finally, you mentioned the cost of it. You know, can you tell us, you know, perhaps how much it's going to cost to kind of refurb and reorganise the area?
The initial damage at the start of the month, we reckoned, was up to £3,000 worth of damage. Now all of the polytunnels will need recovered before the winter, so I imagine probably upwards of £5,000, £6,000
okay.
of damage.